Let's get moving. So we ended yesterday on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph by the Gemara about the Machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. To summarize, right, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says a story that they were going on a boat, and Rabbi Akiva made his sukkah on top on the bow, the bow of the boat, the head of the boat, and the next morning it was gone. Rabbi Gamliel said, "You see I was right. Your sukkah it has no oomph. It gets blown away, so it doesn't count as a structure." So Gemara explains the machlekes in Akiva and Gamliel is what. It was whether or not a sukkah has to be permanent or not. Meaning, everyone agrees your sukkah has to have some, what's we call it, fortitude, get a word for this, has to have some ability to stand, right? Meaning, if your sukkah gets blown over by the first wind, even a regular common wind, then that doesn't count. Now, that means a regular wind, so it's common, sometimes I guess it depends on the place, but a common wind, if your sukkah can't stand, is an issue. Now, if your sukkah is fine, but then if a strong gust of wind, which is not common, comes and blows it down, so that's a debate. If your Akiva holds, that's fine. Your sukkah doesn't have to be a temporary dwelling. It doesn't have to be able to withstand unusual winds. If Gamliel, he holds, the sukkah is supposed to be a permanent dwelling. Therefore, you hold, the sukkah has to be able to withstand even uncommon winds, and therefore, even though you're on the boat now, and on a boat, you can have higher winds than usual than on ground, that's still a problem for Rav Gamliel. Whereas Rav Akiva holds, look, had the sukkah been on dry land, it would have been fine, so therefore now it's fine, even though it gets blown over by the winds of the sea. Okay? That was the past Gemara. Now, the Mishnah was another case. Okay? So the case was, Oy Agave Gamal, or if you made a sukkah on top of an animal. So we said that what is kosher. Right? Now, why would it not be kosher?
Permanent?
Why? Because it moves.
Yomtov?
Moving sugar, okay. But well, I'm sure you're saying, well, because it's...
Yomtov,
it's an issue. Okay, so what's... So, Mishnah does say that. Mishnah says you cannot go into a Yomtov. It's true. But would that affect its whole week status?
Well, obviously not, because you have Chabad Sukkos.
On top of camels?
Top of cars.
They didn't have Chabad Sukkos at the time.
It's just not a riot to the Mishnah. But like, I'm just debating, what's options?
No, I'm saying they wouldn't have it now if that was the...
wouldn't have it now. That's true. Well, again...
Can you go on these cars?
Why can't you go on a car?
It's not being political.
You can't go on a car.
Why can't you...
I mean, according to the Mishnah, you can.
Why can't you go on a car on Yom Tov?
Why can't you?
Who said you can't?
There's nothing to do there.
I have a park car, a pickup truck.
It's also the rubble on.
Why? Might take a stick to whack the car.
Burning the...
But you're not burning it now. It's off.
Literally just open the door of a car if the lights didn't turn on or anything else.
You have a Chabad sukkah in the back of a mobile home. Right? What's wrong with that? What's the issue? Right? On Shabbos, forget sukkahs, Shabbos. You have a mobile home somewhere, there's no lights open when you open the door, however you worked it out, and you should go into it?
No.
Okay or not, right? Now, okay. Let's without getting too deep into the Shabbos.
Can't make Layesha from that.
Why not? I think so. I think it's fine. Okay. All right. So, look who's here. Let's go. Oi, Agave Agamal. You make your sugar on top of a camel. Masnisin, the Mishnah, Imani, who is it? Rabbi Meir, he. This Mishnah's got to be your Meir. Why? Tanya, because you had a Brisa. Brisa is as follows. Someone makes a sukkah al gabe upon on the back of behema. Here, second one. So, Rameir Machshir, Rameir says it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible. All right. So our Mishnah is who clearly? Our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir Yitzchak Kiva. Choose. Random options. Again, the Mishnah says it, right? The Mishnah says Agabe Gamal is kosher, right? Rabbi Yehuda says Agabe Behema is.
Rabbi Yehuda, will he hold permanent?
Well, again, what do our Brisa say? I'm testing if anybody was.
He holds tuning me. That it's possible.
If Yehuda holds Agabe Behema is possible.
Possible because.
If Meir holds Agabe Behema is.
Permanent.
You're taking a shot. 1 second. The Gemara doesn't get to that. Let's get it. Okay, so let's see. So says Gemara.
Meir's cool with it.
Mary's school, exactly. Very good. Okay. Says the Gemara. My timer, what is the reason to Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning, we get it why someone wouldn't mind. What's wrong with the back of an animal? Right? Now, everyone's raising the issue of permanence. It's a good issue. Tyson is going to deal with it. We're going to get back to that. Let's leave that on the side.
This is the case always during Kol Moed.
So the Mishnah said you can only go on Kol Moed. You can't go on Shai Yantar because you can't, because you're not going to back of an animal, like you said. But the Gemara wants to know, why is every good that holds this possible even on Kol Moed? Right? Meaning, on Kol Moed, you're allowed to go on an animal. So what is every good problem on Kol Moed? Says the Gemara. My time out of Yehuda. What is the reasoning behind Yehuda? Yeah, Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, Chaga Sukkos. Okay, the Pasuk in Devarim. Chaga Sukkos, the holiday of Sukkos, of booths. Ta Selecha, you should make for you Shivas Yamim, 7 days. Okay, the Pasuk says Sukkot's got to be 7 days. You have to make for yourself a holiday of Sukkot, which is 7 days long. Okay, says the Yehuda. So I derive from there that you need a Sukkah haru'uya that is fitting, that is capable, l'shiva, that's usable for Shiva. You need a Sukkah which is usable for 7 days. That has a Shema Sukkah. A Sukkah which is fitting for 7 days, it has the name of Sukkah. It can be considered a Sukkah. Sukkah she'ena ru'uya l'shiva, a sukkah which is ena, which is not ru'uya, fitting or usable for 7 days, lo yishma sukkah. It does not have the name of sukkah. It cannot be classified as sukkah.
Haru'uya is usable.
Yeah, ro'i always means fitting, usable, right, capable. So something that's ro'i means it's fitting.
What's
it's usable.
Shma
means has a name. It's considered. You can call it a sukkah. It can be called a sukkah. Okay. So Rabbi is saying a very interesting concept. Since you cannot go into the sukkah on Yom Tov because it's considered going to an animal, so now it won't fit. It won't be a good enough sukkah for 7 days. So if I can't make it for seven, I don't need you at all. You don't work as a sukkah for me. Okay, but he has a pasuk so far, seemingly. You need a sukkah or you're the shiva. Okay, so what's the mayor going to do with the pasuk? Right, whenever someone brings a pasuk, that never argues on it has to give a good answer to that pasuk. Right? Says Gemara, a mayor, ha nami, this also, meaning this sukkah as well, midai raisa mechza chazia. From the raisa, it is fitting. Mechza chazia. Chazia means it's fitting. Mechza means fitting, it is fitting, meaning it is fitting. Okay? Midai raisa, on the raisa level, the sukkah is fitting. Right? Barabbanan hu degaz ruba. And the Rabbanan are the ones who don't allow it to be used.
Was it the Gozra?
They made a gzera, a prohibition. Okay? What's going on here? So, the issue to go on an animal, on Yom Tov, what is that? The Reis or the Rabbanan?
The
Rabbanan. Very good. Why? What's the issue we said yesterday? Exactly. I crack a stick to smack it. So, if I asked you, the Torah is telling us, I need a sukkah that's roi l'shivas yam. Chag ha-sukkah is ta selecha shivas yam. So, in the Torah's eyes...
First of all, why should it be the same sukkah?
One second. So, in the Torah's eyes, is this sukkah usable for 7 days?
No.
Well, from a deraisa level.
Why? Why not?
Yes.
Right, because in deraisa level, there's always should go on an animal.
Sorry, and
from the Raisa, there's no issue to go on an animal on Yom Tov.
There's no issue to go on.
Right, the whole issue is rabbinic.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Raisa level, this seems completely usable. So, a mayor wants to argue that therefore it shouldn't be a lack of a sukkah which is fitting for 7 days. Because that's a Raisa concept. And in the Raisa view, this thing is fitting for 7 days. Once the rabbis made it not fitting, that means it's not fitting. That means that rabbis don't use it. But they won't make it a sukkah which is not usable for 7 days. It won't change the definition of the sukkah.
Why, where does it say that it should be the same sukkah for all 7 days?
It's true. No, he's making a drasha. He's darshing the pasuk. It's a...
No, but if it says in the pasuk that you should be in a sukkah for 7 days, it just means you should be in a sukkah for 7 days.
So you wonder, where's the extra word here?
Why would you get that you have to be in that same sukkah for 7 days? You could be in any sukkah for 7 days.
Chag ha-sukkah is ta'aseh l'cha shivas yamim. So we're understanding it means
to make any sukkah that's suitable for 7 days.
Well, he wants to know where that came from, though.
No. My question.
It also has to be a sukkah that's suitable for 7 days.
He wants to know where do we see that point?
No, but why do
it has to be for 7 days? I mean, where do you see that in the pasuk?
Where do you see that in the pasuk? Because what you see in the pasuk is that you as a person have to be under schach for 7 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which you will be. What does it have to do with the fact that that single schach that you're under tonight has to be available for 7 days?
It says, Tasa lecha shivas yomim.
Yes, but that's...
You should make it for 7 days.
Let's start understanding Tasa lecha means you make chag ha-sukkah is Tasa lecha means make for yourself a sukkah. Shivas yomim.
Yeah, make for yourself schach for 7 days. You will be under schach for 7 days.
I hear.
I hear your problem.
Well, I'll look into it. It's a good point. Okay, but for now, at least the Kasha and the Gemara, you good?
Yeah.
It's a good point. It's a good Kasha. Okay, everyone else go with the Gemara? We have a debate over here. This debate happens to apply almost throughout Shas. Whenever you have a Daraisa concept, and then Rabbanan say this, that in order to Mikadosh a lady, you have to give her something which is usable. Okay, you have to give her something which is, let's say, you know, you have to give her either a ring, that's classic, but technically, if you want a Daraisa, you can give her a water bottle as well. Right, it has to have some kind of voluntary value.
More than a pruta.
More than a pruta, right? More than the smallest coin, smallest denomination.
So now,
I know, but it didn't have water in it though.
Shit, we're
out of recording. Okay, so a second. So what if the thing there is rabbinically not allowed to get benefit from? For example, you have wine which is touched by a non-Jew. You didn't pour tavay dezara. Okay. So now that thing happens to be, it still has some kind of value. You can still sell it. But the point is, if you have something which is rabbinically prohibited to use, do you see that thing is not considered usable, even from the Raisa level, or not? So that's basically the argument we're having here with the Yehuda and the Meir. If Yehuda is saying like this, if Yehuda is saying, since at the end of the day, the Rabbanan went and made a Isser, this thing is not a usable sukkah for 7 days. And the Torah demanded a practically usable sukkah for 7 days. Otherwise, you don't classify the sukkah. And Meir said, it's not what Torah wanted. Torah wanted a Torah, from a Torah perspective, a usable sukkah. This is usable from a Daraisa perspective. After the fact, Rabbanan made a gzeira because people were being reckless and ripping off branches. It doesn't change the definition of a sukkah. Okay? Everyone good?
How are we doing in time?
Okay, let's go a little bit further. Everyone good? Let's go. So, send the Gemara. New Gemara. Put a period before this. New concept. Okay. Asa libehema daifin losaka. Right? Again, we don't know why people do these things in Mishnayos, but they do. Okay?
Simple put is, chances are no one actually did it, but we want to derive the concepts of how you look at a sukkah, and therefore we bring it out with these examples. Basically, a guy decided to use his cow as a wall of a sukkah. Right? Now again, it happens. Guy's stuck on a farm. He can't make a sukkah. He's like, hey, Betsy. Right? And that's
what's
it.
Dolphin?
Dolphin is a wall.
Dolphin is a wall?
Yeah. He says someone who makes behema, an animal, dolphin la sukkah, a wall of his sukkah. Okay? So what's halacha? Is it good or no good?
Didn't it say, is Meshuggah?
No, that's it.
It doesn't say that.
Okay. So Meir Paisel. Meir disqualifies it. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi Yehuda allows it. What's wrong? What are you asking?
No, in Arabin, they also learn about cows being built for walls.
Very good. I'm about to bring that up in a second. When did you do Arabin?
Last
year. Sure. Very good. Cool.
Right. Rabbi Yehuda is always the other way around.
You guys are having this on fire. I like this. Let's go. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi Yehuda is allowing it. Why? Shayer Meir Eimer. For a mayor used to say, a mayor had a statement, a famous saying. Kol davar, Shahaya that he used to. Shahaya. Right? Like, Haya Yushanim, we used to sleep. Haya is always past tense. Kol davar, any item. Shayesh boy. Shayesh that there is boy in it. Ruach Chaim. That's right. Ruach is. Spirit, exactly, the wind of life, chayim of life. Ein, we do not eisen, make eisai it, means we don't use it. Loi, not for daifin, l'sukkah, a wall for a sukkah. V'loy, and not lechi l'mavoy, and not as a lechi for a mavoy. Everyone remember what a mavoy is?
Alleyway.
The alleyway, right? The three-walled alleyway. So there's different ways to fix the alleyway. Till now we talked about a korah. Korah is the thing that goes along the front, the beam that's like a doorway. So now a lechi literally just means a piece of wood. A little piece of wood that looks like a small beginning of a wall. Okay, you just take a little piece of wood and you put it at the front of your mavoy. Here's your alleyway, everyone can see. Okay, so you have your three-walled alleyway. So you want to use, you want to put a little bit of wall going this direction, a piece of wood, a little lechi, and you put it along this wall, and then that blocks off the fourth wall a little bit.
You can't use your cow for that.
So you can't put your cow parked here to be your lechi, right? Because, see, because here you need to have, yeah, you need to have a wall in this direction. I tell you, you have three walls. This wall is completely open. So you want to put something that blocks off this direction, even minimally. So a lechi is usually just a little slat of wood. There's no lechi now. Here you're putting animal instead.
You hang up your animal?
You park your cow there, yeah. And then your cow acts as a thing. Just anything. You can use a garbage can. You can use anything that's 10 tefachim tall and a drop thin. Okay? Any thickness. You need to have a drop of wool. Picture? Yeah, sure.
To make sure you leave your cow on the parking
lot. Oh, very good. Okay, the Gemara can get into every detail.
If this is just the cow's skin, it's okay?
Two questions. That's part of the canvas sukkah discussion. We can get there. Okay? Guys, everything you thought of and more, we'll talk about. Well, let's see. Okay. I don't know. Let's find out. It's a good question, though. Let's find out. Okay. So, you guys, you have to come home and tell your wife this. She's like, what are you doing tonight? You're like, okay, here, check this out, yeah? You got it? Your family, Charles, I mean, like, oh my gosh, we have to be very politically correct to a kid. You know, the single guys.
Your loved ones,
exactly. Your loved ones. Significant others. All right, let's go, let's sit out. Okay, so you can't use it for Davin Sukkah, and not a lechi for a mavoi. Veloy. Passin libe rice.
Not a piece of wood.
No, the cow is not a piece of wood.
No.
Alechi is. Alechi literally is anything. Any little bit of thing. Just a piece of wood usually. It's usually used.
I understand. Yeah. We're saying that we can't use it, the cow, for the lechi. The lechi can't mean a piece of wood.
Why? I mean, alechi is usually a piece of wood.
The
purpose of alechi is just literally a pole. Lech is literally a pole.
That mechanism is probably called something, though. That's
it's basically a mechitza. A lech is your mechitza.
Partition.
Partition, yeah. But again, lech literally is a pole. Okay. Just a lech in mishas always gives me literally just a pole. Okay? Okay. Now, the next case is pasin libi rois. All right, boys. Okay, we're heading deep into Erev and Sigis. But we're gonna do this. We're going to survive, okay? Look in the back of your of your pictures over here. Yeah, you guys have one? Oh, so it's a car. You have one in the back of yours. Anybody know what these things are?
Yeah.
You look there. Very good. Okay, so a second. I'm seeing it. Okay. You guys see the picture?
Yeah.
Okay. Just pass it to Avram also. How are you doing? You're very quiet tonight.
I'm good.
You still in Ukraine? Still in Ukraine. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
It's 1 hour a day.
Next week, Tuesday, we'll have Avram back. All right.
I'm back on travel.
That's right. It's true.
I'm okay doing it there.
Right, for sure. Now it's ready. Yeah, midnight. Okay, so here's the fact, okay? Okay, so I'll give you a little background info. Back in the good old days, the Jews used to go up to be a Leregel. They would go to Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year to visit God, to bring Karbanos. Now, when you go, anybody's ever traveled before, you need a lot of stuff. Especially in the good old days, there was no gas stations. You took your animals with you. Now, a lot of times you travel and it would hit Shabbos. Okay, now you need a place to get water for your animals, and it's got to be enclosed. Kalacha is you can't take water from a private domain, like a big well, which got 4 walls, right? And it's quite deep, so it's a private domain, out into the highway to feed your cow. Okay, so how are you going to give your animals to drink? This was a big issue. Okay, so the rabbis came out with a massive kula. Okay, this is a one-time kula only used for either regalim. Kula is leniency. Yeah. Okay, it's only for other golem. No one get excited. They came up with a new type of mechitza. It's deraisa. Deraisa counts as a mechitza. Usually partitions are relatively solid. Okay, we said you could have a little bit more, you can have doorways on them, but as long as you have any majority of solid partition to block off an area. What they invented here was something called passe beirois. Pass literally means a corner. Beirois is of the bear of the wells. Okay, what they did was, Here's your open area. Okay? Can I have a pen?
Yeah.
Okay? So then you had your well. Now they want to make a private domain around the well. Okay? Now in order to make real walls, it doesn't really help you anything because your cows can't get through the walls. And you want to get a bunch of team of oxen and everything into the walls. So you need a big open space to get right up to the well. So you can't make any doorways, but you have a problem because then you can't take the water out and bring it to the cows. Okay, so what do they do? They said you can do like this. The ultimate minimal amount of wall you could have is if you make delineations on the walls. Make four corner partitions like this and like this. Okay, then we see all these areas as doorways in your four walls. This is considered four walls now, because you have solid partition blocking part of all four sides. The four corners are blocked off. So look at this as a wall, this is a wall, this is a wall, and this is a wall. And it's just a doorway. Okay? Everyone okay with this?
Before doing this, wouldn't it be less of a coolant necessary if they set up some kind of contraption inside the actual well so that the
animals can get into the water? I guess it wasn't so simple to make like an elevator thing for the animals to get into the water.
No. Saying
like a pump, a pump to get the water.
For the water to come up.
Like a pump, so kind of water
stick
wheel.
Their heads into it. And
yeah, so the Gemara does talk about it. If the well was...
they're sticking their own...
Yeah, so the Gemara talks about it. Depends on the size of the well, and it's true, it gets into that. But the point is, the case you can't, okay? So again, this is deep into Irvin, how this works. But the point is, for us right now, is this is a type of mechit, a type of partition, okay? Now you want to use your cow as one of these posts. Instead of having wool here, you're going to put Betsy here, okay? So you guys see the picture? There's three posts and one cow.
Six.
Meaning each corner is two, just one. Right, exactly. Okay. Now, okay, so again, you can't use your cow for your wool for your sukkah. You can't use your cow as your lechi in your mavli. And you cannot use your cow, according to the mayor, for one of your corner posts by a well. Okay, now the last case is...
Can you use two cows as a corner?
Well, no, because he holds a living thing can't be a wool.
How do you prevent it from, like...
We'll get there. The last thing is, it can't be a demarcation, a tombstone for a grave. Now, okay, the halakha is that a tombstone has certain amounts of tumah. Okay, it has a certain... If you touch it, you become tummy as if you touch a dead body. Now, that does not apply. If you used your animal to mark off your grave, you cannot... You does not get that status, and it does not... make you tummy, okay?
Libirois are wells.
The wells, yeah. Bears well. Okay, we're going to finish this up. Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili, in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Mishum is on behalf of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Amru, we said, Af, as well, Ein, we don't, Kaisvin, write a love on it, meaning the animal, Gite Nashim, divorces for wives. Okay? We're going to stop here, guys. Basically, he says one more thing you can't use with live animals is you can't use them for a get. You can't tattoo a get or write a get on your cow and send it to your wife because it doesn't count as a good get. We'll find out why in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Okay, so I apologize. We went a bit